Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, when you use promo code DNVR, new customers can make a $5 NBA Moneyline bet. And if your team wins, you get $200 in free bets. Seriously, that's only with code DNVR, only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. I am Patrick Lyons.
And I'm Susie Hunter. Happy first snow of the season. And Patrick is wearing sandals and socks and shorts. Like short shorts.
I said showing off the gams. I don't know if we want to zoom in on that. This is family-friendly show. I said the entire month of October I would be wearing shorts. We're not actually like allowed to wear shorts in the press box at Coors Field. So all summer, you know, no, look, no one's shedding a tear for us for me having to wear pants. But I'm getting back my shorts time. It's not that bad. It's not that bad with the knees out.
Oh, my gosh. I am speechless. I'm consistently speechless by you, Patrick.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Look, we've got to preview our World Series. I know you're going to do that tomorrow with a fantastic show at 5 p.m. But look, you're not down on the Susie show or you've got some things going on, get down to the bar because you've got something going on. And I want to lead with that because I'm very excited.
Thank you.
For it.
Yeah, it's an unauthorized watch party for game one. Legally, we can't say
an unofficial
a global
set.
A global
baseball
games.
Set. The game one of the GBS. It's going to be good. I cannot wait.
It'll be fun. Come on down. There are no specials for that specifically because, again, this is very unauthorized.
Yes, but it'll be fun. You'll be there, so I know it'll obviously be a good time. Yeah. We'll preview the series. I've got some crazy fun facts. We're going to look at some of the best World Series memes that are already going around.
Patrick curated some memes.
They're fun. They are fun. I do want to get some quick brief news and notes. Silver Slugger finalists are out, which, to my knowledge, is the first time this has ever happened. It's just, here are the Silver Slugger Award winners, and that's it. But now, I like that they're giving out half awards for finalists.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a bit much, because there are like 85 of them that are finalists. But hey, Rocky's got two guys, Brendan Rodgers at second base, and Charlie Blackmon at DH. So that's kind of a nice little bone to throw to all of MLB teams, if you're not the top dog, if you will.
You know what? Yeah, I do. Exactly. I like this because there's so many guys who, you know, are maybe just on the cusp of actually getting a Silver Slugger, but nice to just recognize the greatness all around. The more the merrier. That's
great
how
point.
I like to see things.
It would be like if you just voted for the All-Star game and then only the starters played all nine innings.
Yeah.
You're like, okay. You
know, great point.
That's, well, look, I'm just piggybacking off of what you're saying. Like, you're right. Like, it allows other people to get the recognition that they deserve. And so there you go. That's what we've got there. That makes a lot of sense. So congrats to Brendan Rodgers, who is looking to do the Gold Glove Silver Slugger thing. I haven't cracked the history books to figure out the last guy to do that. But
you haven't.
Pretty good shot. It's Nolan Arenado. I mean, maybe LeMahieu was able to do that, but really in the last like decade, it's really only been Nolan Arenado that's won a Gold Glove. Mm-hmm. That'll be cool. That'll be cool to see how that breaks down. But in St. Louis, their general manager spoke with the media. A couple coaching changes for them. Adam Wainwright is going to be coming back in 2023. We kind of discussed that. You know what? We felt that way.
I'm glad he is coming back because I think a lot of people were like, should we be lumping him in with these like celebrations for Yachty and Albert? Yeah. So I'm glad he is actually coming back.
Yeah. We kind of had assumed that as much, right?
Yeah.
Yachty on Twitter said, I can't believe Waino said in his press conference that he's glad he'll finally get to try a season without Yachty or Molina dragging him down. Unexpected. That's kind of fun.
That's really funny.
Wainwright also said that he and Paul Goldschmidt have been working for weeks on talking star Nolan Arenado into returning to St. Louis. He has until 5 days after the World Series to notify the Cardinals if he is going to opt out of his contract. I know that some of the front office has gone out to California already to talk with him about that situation. My prediction is he will get more money. So maybe he doesn't necessarily opt out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, within 5 days of the World Series, they just announced that, you know, he now has like 8 more years left, you know, at $200 million, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. He's going to get more money. I really would almost be more surprised if he opted out and was essentially out there as a free agent for other teams to contact. Mm-hmm. So Cardinals just need to kind of pony up the cash right away.
This is what a fun new layer of chaos to the Nolan Arenado story. This is.
Yeah.
I feel like I think you are correct in that. I think it's unlikely that he opts out because I think he has a little more faith in St. Louis to continue to build around him and the other talent on that team.
Yeah, that's true. You know, and there's,
and again, I think that's the most important thing to him.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think getting to the postseason is just a big element to it. I mean, again, Philly's barely, you know, slipped in, but doesn't matter. They're in the postseason and they make a run. So you basically, if you're saying, all right, I got 6 more years of my prime because, hey, I'm a Hall of Fame kind of guy. I want 6 opportunities in the postseason. I don't think you necessarily can know there, unless you have a dynasty. There are no dynasties right now other than the Houston Astros. Mm-hmm. So unless you're going to play for the Houston Astros, you don't necessarily have a better chance to win the World Series with anyone else.
Exactly.
It's just going to the postseason, and you have a very good shot in St. Louis. So that works out. General manager of the San Diego Padres, AJ Preller, was asked, what position will we see Tatis Jr. in 2023? And he responded, on the field, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Shots fired by your own GM?
Well, he deserves it. He deserves it.
Couldn't agree more.
This is very warranted.
No, very much so.
He's been acting up.
He's been a bad boy. I mean, they've been talking a lot more about like extending Juan Soto and building him up as like, oh man, he's really this guy and his work ethic, all of this stuff. And yesterday, just for the first time, I'm at a 1% threshold. 1% threshold, Padres possibly trading Fernando Tatis Jr. in the next couple seasons. We got a long way to go, but it planted the seed of like, well, you know what? If you can only have one guy to tether yourself to that's under 24 years old, they might prefer Juan Soto now at this point than Fernando Tatis Jr. So,
well, you know, Fernando Tatis Jr. has already proved himself as not reliable.
Yeah, agreed. Injury prone a little bit too.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a Hall of Fame resume, whereas Juan Soto, everywhere you look, you know, first guy to do this before the age of 24, right? 7 home runs in the postseason, tying Carlos Correa. Comparisons to Ted Williams Jr., Fernando Tatis, I mean, there's not too many guys you can compare him to. Maybe Troy Tulowitzki. Hey, that's nice, but that's not Ted Williams. So. Yeah.
And also, you know, he's just caused a lot of unwanted distractions for the Padres this season, too. I don't think they liked having that kind of noise in their coverage of, you know, their team when they're trying to make a run to the postseason. So I feel like he's just too much drama for them.
Yeah.
San Diego's a really chill place.
Great point. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. He might have, Tatis Jr. may have taken advantage of that chillness.
A little too much. He thought they were too
chill. They'll be fine with this. They'll be fine with that. We'll see what happens. Something I am not fine with, and again, this is just more happenstance than anything, but I found this to be very interesting. According to Keith Olbermann, and he's a baseball guy, amongst other things, but he knows his baseball. With Michael Brantley on the injured list for the Astros, there will be no African-American players on either World Series rosters. First time since 1950, Jackie Robinson's fourth season. What?
What?
Yes.
That's crazy.
That's very crazy. Again, we're almost like a happenstance a little bit, but also like, no, come on, we're past that. It's 2022 here. What's going on?
Oh my gosh, I'm speechless by this right now.
Yeah, I don't necessarily know how to like contextualize it in any way. It could just be, you know, an odds thing. Like, you know, what are the odds of something of two teams in this kind of predicament or in this situation in the World Series that don't have any African American players on it playing against each other in the World Series? You know, maybe there's like a less than 1% chance, but this was kind of that makeup. So I found that to be really strange. Here's another one. Of all the players to appear for the Phillies and Astros this season, meaning, again, you played in one game, you're probably going to get a World Series ring of some sort. The Tampa Bay Rays and the Boston Red Sox have the most represented from their team. So 8 different players who either played for the Rays at some point or the Red Sox at some point are in this World Series, right? Kyle Schwarber, obviously being one of those guys, numerous players. The only team to not have a former player appear on either the Phils or Astros, our Colorado Rockies. Let's go.
Oh my gosh.
Speechless again? Are you speechless again?
I'm a little speechless. Yeah. I was thinking, I was like,
that's crazy.
I'm like, are there any Rockies connections to this World Series? Nope.
No.
Is that a coincidence?
I don't know. Look, there's a couple teams that have only like one guy represent, like the Pirates. Blake Taylor, I think, with the Astros. So, you know, and the Astros have a lot of homegrown guys, so that's going to reduce it.
Yeah.
But it's still interesting that the number is 0 and it's only for the Colorado Rockies. That's crazy.
That's really wild. What inspired you to do this digging? Were you just like, I need to find out this specific thing, or did this just happen to come upon you?
I'm kind of a human funnel, so I'm just or sponge. I'm a funnel made of sponge, and so if anything is out there, it's gonna funnel into me and into this database here, maybe even a spreadsheet, maybe, or I'm just gonna absorb it and I'm gonna have it. So my eyes and ears are always open. Eyes are always enjoying my buddy Gar Reines, better known as Batting Stance Guy.
Yes. Gar. Funny guy.
Love.
He's a great dude.
Gar. Amazing. He's got a fantastic book. Check that out, of like the greatest batting stances of all time. And he does all of them. It's amazing. It actually does translate to a book. He said, this was the first time in the last 7 years the Dodgers either didn't win the World Series, which, look, we know they only did that once in 2020, or they got knocked out of the postseason by the eventual World Series champ. So Padres beat them this year. And Padres are done. So, you know, if you get knocked out, you want to get knocked out by the team that eventually wins the World Series.
Yeah.
In this case, first time in 7 years that a team is going to win the World Series that didn't get through the Dodgers. Thought that was a little interesting.
Wow.
This is the...
I'm in absolute awe of these fun facts right now.
This could be a new segment. Like, let's see if we can get Susie speechless. That's it. Which is a rarity. So look, we're not gonna do that segment a lot. It's like, you know, every other month, I think, perhaps.
Okay.
Bi-monthly, if you will. This is also, and we talked about the fact that the Astros and Phillies, they finished up against each other in the regular season. I think it was only 2 games too, right? Which is kind of weird. No, it had to have been a 3 game. I think it was only 2 games. I could be wrong.
Let's check.
I could be wrong. I think Houston.
I don't quite remember either. I was a little busy in LA at that time.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But they, we do know that they've played against each other.
Yes.
Only the 6th time that that's ever happened. I was a little surprised. I thought the number might be a little bit higher, but it's only the 6th time that we've got a World Series matchup that we've already seen in the regular season. It's actually the first time since 2014. So it's the first time in a while. And as I got to thinking, which I often do, this will be the last time that will be important. This will be the last year.
Because everyone plays everyone.
Tell them, Susie.
Everyone plays everyone.
Everyone plays everyone, so this is going to happen forever.
But the interesting part, I think what still makes this unusual is that they ended the regular season playing each other, and it was a three-game set.
Okay.
In Houston.
And so did the Phillies win on first game on Monday, and then they lost the next two?
Correct.
Okay. That's why I had in my head the two color blocks the last two games of the season. But yeah, so that's I find that to be interesting. So I don't know if the other five times that it's happened where they've played in the regular season, if their year ended against each other, very good chance that's not the case.
Yeah, very good chance that that is not how
it played out. Yeah, this will be the last time that we kind of say, like, oh, that's interesting. We'll never mention it again.
No.
It'll never get mentioned again. Wow. R.I.P.
You heard it here last, folks.
Yeah, I like that. You heard it here last, but you're going to hear it first down the corner of Colfax and York.
Yes.
About what's going on in the world of Denver sports, even college sports as well. We've got great coverage of the Rams up in CSU. CU Boulder, they play other sports other than football, so there are some positive things to come out of come out of those universities. Again, your membership to the DNVR.com is only 50 cents for your first month. Price breaks when you're down here at the bar, 15% off of your tab, which is huge. It probably covers itself even just for a couple visits coming down to the bar over the course of a year. If you want an annual membership, you get a free shirt. Anyone in our entire locker at dnvrlocker.com. Price breaks for the tailgates, the party buses. If you happen to be in London right now, you can go ahead and tap into that access to our members-only Discord. Again, only 50 cents for that first month. You can also get a nice discount when you go over to evaca.tv/DNVR. Now, when you use code DNVR, instead of paying $25 for your first 3 months, plus $5 for the cost of the receiver, it's only going to be $15 for those first 3 months. And you might want to get on that immediately because today is the day. Today's
the day?
100 Invisible Threads. The Serbia documentary.
Oh my gosh, today's the day.
Today's the day.
Today's the day. The documentary is coming out.
How fitting, right? We got no Broncos. Broncos are not on Thursday night football. That was last week. So, okay, that's good. No Nuggets. Mm-hmm. No Avs. Rockies did their part in not going deep into the postseason. Thank you, Rockies.
Thank you.
And so Thursday, perfect day. You're like, ah, man, what am I going to watch? You're going to watch 100 Invisible Threads on Evaca TV, all about what the DNVR Nuggets guys and our super producer, Kale, they were over in Serbia, and they cobbled together, not very hard. Cobble isn't the right word because that almost sounds like it's haphazard. But they got some amazing stories no one knows of. Until
stories
now.
No one's heard. Kale, have you had a chance to watch the whole thing yet?
I have seen the whole thing in parts. Mm-hmm. So I haven't watched it all put together, but I have seen the entirety of it in sections. And it is really, really good. It's something I'm really proud of that we were able to produce. Something that a little media company like us has never really taken on before. And it is something that I'm incredibly proud to have been a part of that trip, even if I wasn't that big a part of the actual production of the documentary. So I can't wait for everybody to see it.
I'm so proud of you guys. This is amazing. I can't wait to watch it.
Kale, look, somebody's got to keep the trains on time at the minimum. I know you at least were able to do that and be helpful for that. So that's super important.
I was helpful when we were there. It's but shout out to Adam and RG. They've put in so much work, and Wheatley as well, who nobody knows, another behind the scenes guy. Just putting in the work on this. I'm really excited for everyone to see it.
That's awesome. Yeah, Ethan, super pumped up in the chat again. If you happen to be watching live over on our YouTube channel, DNVR Sports, hit us up in the comments there. We'd love to read those things out. And we'd love to tip back a couple of the Breck brews, particularly the hometown craft beer of the Denver Broncos. That's right. It's the Broncos Country Pale Ale. Show off that colorful Colorado legacy, which with the Orange Crush logo and 100% Colorado ingredients, everything in-state. Leave it there. We love that. This is your go-to for football season. And maybe you're drinking more than normal and not in a celebratory fashion for the Broncos. But nevertheless, do it in style and do it with really good taste.
If you're going to be miserable, you might as well drink a really good beer.
You might as well feel good. Like, hey, I'm supporting local business. I'm helping out DNVR. It still ends up being a net positive for sure. Check out the beer locator over at breckbrew.com to find a Broncos Country Pale Ale near you. Let's dive into those memes. Let's dunk on the Yankees and Padres. They are no longer in it. Susie, did you see a gentleman? Maybe he's used the code DNVR on DraftKings Sportsbook to get a good deal. But he got himself a tattoo there on his forearm, plus 550 on DraftKings Sportsbook for the Yankees to win the World Series this year.
This one hurts. This one hurts. Just like a double L right here.
It looks cool as heck. I'm not going to lie. Like, it's just weird just seeing like a box with words on your
forearm. For a tattoo, it's cool.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's only actually cool if that panned out.
Yeah. Well, my question is, why do you get this early? What's the point of doing this?
He was committed to his bet. He didn't commit to the bit. He committed to the bet. Like a dummy.
I mean, maybe he got a couple free drinks, you know, at the bars around Yankee Stadium, you know, showing off people that tattoo. But
like, double L right here, because he lost the bet, and of course his team lost. If he ever comes to the DMVR bar, I will buy him a beer, because I feel really bad for him.
Yeah. Like, hey, he's supporting us, though, because he's supporting DraftKings Sportsbook. So you know what?
Yes.
We won't dunk on him too hard. Also, he does kind of look from this distance like he could be my younger brother.
I was going to say, he looks like a dude I know, too.
I think you just know a lot of white dudes with mustaches right now.
You know, that's just very true. That's just a fact.
They all look alike to me.
They do. These two gents do not look alike at all. Jose Altuve and Aaron Judge. Wonderful word bubble saying, look, if you want to go to the World Series, I can probably get you tickets.
Oh.
Yeah, because Aaron Judge not going as a player for the New York Yankees. He's going to have to go as a fan. But Altuve will hook him up. That's nice.
Look, I love the way he looks up to Aaron Judge, though.
Very admiringly, yes. We discussed this on Tuesday, the difficulty or kind of the trouble with being a fan of a team that expects to win the World Series each and every year. On the back of the New York Post, they had "By the Way," by spelled B-U-Y, with Aaron Judge, of course, who's going to be a free agent. Go ahead and spend some money for him. You also had Edwin Diaz of the Mets wearing Yankees pinstripes, Justin Verlander, as well as Carlos Correa, all guys who can opt out and become free agents.
Look at this wishful thinking.
Right?
But also, these Photoshops are hysterical.
They look great.
These are hilarious.
Yeah, this bombers is also need the to spend
most,
big.
This is the most facial hair. They should have Photoshopped the facial hair off of these guys, too.
Ooh, not
to
bad.
To make
like
it
that.
Actually realistic.
That's a great point.
This is
like
a
that.
Really bad Photoshop.
They're so bad. Carlos Correa's is the worst, I think.
Yeah. For being like a real newspaper that I know employs designers, I don't understand.
Yep. Good wordplay. I do like the wordplay. Like, hey, look, we implore you. You need to start spending money like the Mets. That sounds crazy. But
A plus wordplay, D minus Photoshopping.
Yeah, agreed. Also, Petco Park, that was quick. Now it is currently a Spirit Halloween.
This is my favorite genre of meme for people. The second a team is eliminated, they slap a Spirit Halloween on it.
It is very good. And so, you know, if Rockies fans particularly want that one, we don't need the one for Yankee Stadium quite as much. We've already dunked on them. But the Padres, yeah, okay. We'll see. It's not the first time they've had to sell off some of their products when going all in. So we'll see if that happens again. Probably not. All right. Astros now. Really good tweet by an Astros fan, believe it or not, John Boyd. He's got the certified check mark there. He said, Astros are only pitching so good because their catcher is relaying secret signs to the pitcher to tell them what to throw. Shameful. Such crap from Astros fans after that. He's like, God, really? You don't know that this is like an obvious joke and I'm wearing an Astros
right
hat?
Right over their head.
Totally.
Right over their head.
Totally. I thought that was very funny.
Big L for Astros fans right there.
Alex Bregman took this tweet down, but we were able to capture it. John Boy selling some AL Championship Houston Astros shirt.
This is spicy.
Very spicy. Bregman says, we borrow merch from Apollo Houston, who, you know, they kind of make some shirts there for Astros and Rockets, all the teams in Houston. We buy it from them, not conspiracy theorists. It ends up taking it down.
Oh my God. I can't believe I was shook to see Alex Bregman taking shots at John Boy, who was like, that's a brand that is so good for baseball. Like, they are so good for baseball. And, okay, yeah, I guess they probably have said some stuff. But, damn.
Yep. Albuquerque's own Alex Bregman.
That's right.
Actually, he should have the nickname ABQ. Alex Bregman, and then something with a Q. Quotient? I don't know.
No.
His team can work on that.
On your own time.
They can
not
do that. I'm not workshopping anything for any Astros guys. Susie, that one was spicy. This one is going to make you feel spicy because Jalen Hurts, QB of the 6-0 Eagles, certified Houston Astros fan. Why is he wearing an Astros cap?
This has got to be photoshopped. I keep seeing this picture. I refuse to believe it's real. This is so bad for the brand because it's like, where's the Tyra Banks gif? We were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. We loved him.
It's legit.
And now it's, no, if you're a Philly athlete, the rule is you have to adopt all of the Philly teams. You have to.
And even if you don't, you don't blatantly wear the other team like that. I don't know that I can remember any player doing it in a moment like this, like off season stuff.
That's sure.
It's going to happen a little bit. And you're like, well, you know, yeah, I wore this cap, whatever.
But no,
but right
this
now,
is, that
you
is
can't do that.
Terrible, terrible on his part. That. And if the Eagles do not win the Super Bowl, it is his fault on his own solely.
Watch him throw like four touchdowns for 425 yards in the Super Bowl. And lose. It's his fault, though.
I want a formal apology from him.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to get an apology from those famous Padres fans, or now infamous Padres fans.
Oh.
Let's toast the Phillies. This was the exact moment the Phillies clinched the NLCS, and we didn't know it. We didn't even know it that the that's what's in guys.
We knew it.
The that's what's in boomers. That's what they should officially be called. The that's what's in
that's
boomers.
What's in
the Twibs. They are the Twibs. That's what they are. Yeah, they were out. But that was the moment. We didn't realize it.
You didn't realize it.
Yeah.
I think the people of Philadelphia realized it.
Yeah. Bryce Harper's getting way too much credit for his eighth inning home run there in game five.
No.
That was really those guys.
It was those boomers.
Rob Tourneau of the Inquirer. Really good meme of the Philly fanatic working the grill there. Today's special, chicken cheesesteak. Got the San Diego chicken
on
there.
Very violent.
Very good.
Very on
pro
brand.
Philly. It's great.
Yeah.
Although Philly, the fanatic looking a little tired there.
It's the intensity.
Some lunch lady vibes going on for the fanatic. It's like, whoa, cheer up, man.
He's not supposed to be working like this. This is not in his contract.
What are they going to be serving up? You know, Wagyu beef from Hassle Cattle Company? Is that going to be the big thing? No, it's actually going, well, you know, Houston Astros, like, what's the food of the Astros? Like, if you're thinking of the theme.
Maybe the food of the Phillies. Beef. Maybe it could be the barbecue from Greg Lozinski's barbecue stand at Citizens Bank Park.
Okay.
Could be that. And I mean, there's so much good food at the bank.
Chicky and Pete's. That's my spot.
You know, we got Federal Donuts, the chicken. That's like my favorite chicken sandwich.
I don't know that.
The Federal Donuts chicken sandwich.
Is the bun a donut?
No.
What?
They have, no? Well, it's like, it's a store that, you know, started with donuts. So like, but then they branched out to other things.
I kinda
like
they
that. Make a sandwich.
Although, how many people a day are pissed that they don't have donuts when they walk into that place? If they Yelp it. If they're from out of town and you type in donuts and you walk into a chicken place, you're going to be a little bit bummed.
No, they have donuts.
Oh, they do?
Yeah,
okay.
They have right. donuts.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I'm down with that. We'll get to a donut place in a second. Love this this Top Gun meme. You can be my wingman anytime. Of course, we've got the Iceman, Val Kilmer, and Tom Cruise. Now, the updated version, of course, with Miles Teller there as Rooster with Bryce Harper. Love that new wingman meme.
I love that Miles Teller is just also at this great moment in his career right now where he just came off a huge movie.
Great.
And his team is in the World Series. What I do take objection to, he referred to himself as the most famous Phillies fan right now. And I'm like,
well, to my knowledge, I haven't seen a bigger Phillies fan. There may be more famous ones, but I haven't seen them.
He might be right, but he is getting an awful lot of attention for his Philly fandom nonetheless. So I'll probably run into him.
Tell me did a good job on Saturday Night Live. He did a Peyton Manning impersonation there.
I didn't watch this episode. Peyton Manning
season
is
premiere.
My favorite comedian, so I love any impression of him.
He crushed the Peyton impersonation, by the way.
Oh,
he did
damn.
A great job. And Maverick, just a good old-fashioned shoot 'em up movie. It's very good.
Mm-hmm.
I did enjoy that. It was one of the few summer movies. And then we also have a wonderful meme, a Drake meme, going back to the Padres. Padres had their rally goose, and, well, the Phillies had their own goose.
We have
son of goose.
Phillies
Rooster.
Phillies got a couple of gooses, I guess.
They did.
Because I think the Wawa Goose is the most important one.
That's right. And Miles Teller, who is the son of Goose from the original Top Gun, that's where he got the nickname Rooster. You like that tie-in. But really, the Wawa is what's jumping off there.
That is very funny.
I think Bryce Harper made some comments about there needs to be like, he rolled in Wawa and Schwarber
Fest.
He had a whole thing.
He was thanking Wawa in post-game press conference. I'm like, yes.
That's it.
My dude.
Yeah, he got coached up nice because I imagine, you know, I would love to see like those outtakes, you know, like when actors or actresses are going out for a job and you're like, oh, wow, he could like Seth Rogen could have been the original, I think, Dwight, maybe from The Office. And you see this like, oh, wow. OK, yeah, no, that might not have worked. I would have loved to have seen like his agency peppering him with like Philly questions and just seeing, you know, how badly he might have gotten it wrong. But yeah, Sheetz is what's going on. And I love you like, whoa, we got to coach you up, dude. Don't say Sheetz. Do not say Sheetz. This is Wawa country. It's also Crisco country because the execs, they're just burning $20, $50, $100 bills because they're making some money off of what they lather up. Yeah, they don't actually put butter on the poles, right? Is it?
No,
is it
lard? I believe it is. I think they do use Crisco.
Yeah, that's probably cheaper.
Yeah.
That's probably much cheaper. I love the medal ceremony meme.
Oh my gosh. I love this. Just the, like making so much money.
You got the medal ceremony meme, which this.
This one is a personal attack on me.
Well, but in actuality, the Phillies are in the World Series, so they are on the top. Gets the medal, takes a bite of it. Yeah, it's gold. Middle finger to the world. Popping bottles. And then you see sixth place on the podium. If you look really close, the Mets logo says lol. But sixth place. But you know what? Sixth place is first. You know what I mean? Like there was a race after this podium. There was another race. That's the postseason. So good for the Phillies. Love the Rocky and Drago meme. We talked about Philly versus San Diego. Rocky way better than Pete Mitchell from Top Gun. So you got Rocky Balboa representing the Phils and Ivan Drago representing the Houston Astros. And then finally, although I've learned that this isn't exactly true, I think it's probably how we all feel. A map of how the United States feels about this World Series. Pretty much every place loves the Phillies, and you have only the city of Houston pulling for the Houston Astros. I feel like that's more accurate.
I feel like that's pretty accurate.
Than anything.
Yeah, for sure. The only people I feel like who aren't from Houston who are maybe pulling for the Astros a little more are people who are like, oh, Dusty Baker needs the ring.
Sure. And you probably have a little of those in every city.
Yeah.
But not a majority.
Not a majority. Not right. A majority. They're a minority.
I did see a more literal adaptation of that map, and it showed Colorado as being Astros territory.
That doesn't make sense to me.
It does not make sense.
No.
At all. I mean, kind of, if you just go, well, people from Texas are moving to Colorado, but I legit have not met in my decade here in Colorado anyone from Texas. I'm sure
it's
happened.
People from Texas. My friend Alex is from Texas, but she's not an Astros fan.
Yeah. Yeah. So that does kind of puzzle me just a little bit there.
Doesn't make sense. I think their numbers are off, and that other map that I think we don't have it loaded in the show, do we?
No, not the more accurate one. I think everyone's heart is going for Philly, even though there might be data to suggest there's a couple. New Mexico pulling for the Astros. Hey, that's close enough to Houston again. You got Albuquerque's own Alex Bregman there from the Astros, but still, for the most part, if you were going to do an electoral college of the states. Yes, the Phillies have been elected as our president of the World Series. So that's where everyone's
music to my ears.
That's where everyone's heart and head is at. But if your pins and aces are anywhere other on the golf course than with Pins and Aces, a wonderful Colorado company, you're doing something wrong because they've got the good stuff. Family-owned golf and apparel business company right here in Colorado. Man, they are they're our golf partner here at DNVR. They make polos, hats, golf bags. Even a favorite beer sleeve. They've got a bunch of different types too, depending on the size of the can and what specifically you're drinking. So you can get that. You also need to act a little bit quickly too, because you're going to get 15% off your first order and free shipping when you use code DNVR. But they come up with so many very specific and unique caps, like an orange and navy one for the Broncos. I don't think they have a purple one yet for the Rockies. And if they have in the past, it's sold out. So you do have to act quick. Head over to pinsandaces.com again to receive 15% off your first order and free shipping with code DNVR. You can go to athleticgreens.com/ROC, the first three letters of Rockies. So you can get a wonderful bag. And in that bag is a scooper. And in each scoop is 75 high-quality vitamins, whole food-sourced superfoods, probiotics, minerals, adaptogens, which Super Producer Kale loves. That's why he's long been known as Adaptogen Sorbo.
Big in on adaptogens, but recently Susie has been in on adaptogens as well.
Yeah, I can't stop talking about adaptogens. Now that I know what they do.
The Adaptogens duo, that's what's up. I like that. Ooh.
Patrick, like you should get in on adaptogens. They make you feel phenomenal.
Oh, I know. Because I use it every single
look
day.
Look how phenomenal he feels.
It's been, I love it. I need a little bit of everything. I don't pick my favorite. They're all my 75 different children. I've been very active on the vitamin front. But there are 75 high-quality children. I love them all. I need them all. It's how I start my day. I've been doing it for 6 months now, and it's been great for my gut health. Balances me out. I'm really excited to not feel awful during the holiday season, where you know you have fun with your eating, but that can also, you know, kind of, you know, put a hurting on your gut health mm-hmm. at times. Not if you start your day this way. We swear by it here. You can get a free 1-year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Again, when you go to athleticgreens.com/ROC to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Game one. 6:03 Mountain Standard Time. Aaron Nola versus, it's probably going to be Justin Verlander. I don't think they've officially announced it yet.
It's not official yet?
Not officially official, but I think we all know it's going to be 39-year-old Justin Verlander. Susie, take a guess. How many 39-year-olds have started a game in the World Series? How many would you guess?
I don't think it's a lot. I want to say it's in the teens.
I would have said before I researched this, 6. The answer is 16. I was shocked by that. That feels like a lot. Zach Wheeler penciled in there for game 2. Don't know what's going on with Houston. But let's break these two teams down. How'd they get here? 106 wins for the Houston Astros to win the NL West by 16 games ahead of second place Seattle. Second most wins in franchise history, behind 107 wins in 2019. It's their fourth time in the last 5 full seasons winning 100 games or more.
Damn.
And fifth time winning the AL West in the last 6 seasons. That's pretty darn good for any division.
That's aggressive. That is aggressive.
That's very aggressive. They're the top seed, of course, in the American League, so they got a first round bye. 3-game sweep of the 5th seed Mariners. 4-game sweep of the 2 seed Yankees. Also aggressive. 7-0 in this postseason. Hoping to become only the second team in MLB history to go through the entire postseason undefeated. Only team in the divisional era to do that. In the 1976 Cincinnati Reds, the Big Red Machine. Are they your more favorite Big Red Machine, or is it the wrestler Kane, who is?
I don't know who that
is. Or is it also Justin Vernon's side project, Big Red Machine, who frequent collaborator with Taylor Swift from Bon Iver? I gave you an out there. I think you're going to go with that one, and that's okay. Now, in the wild card era since 1995, only 2 teams have ever been undefeated going into the World Series. Did not bode well for them. Last time was the 2014 Kansas City Royals. They got beaten by the San Francisco Bumgarners. That was Madison Bumgarner's year where he was dominant. But the first team to ever enter the World Series, undefeated in the wild card era, our Colorado Rockies.
This is such a painful thing to bring up for Rockies fans.
Yo, this got me on a rant the other day.
Yeah,
like hardcore. I went on a rant for like 25 minutes about the Rockies because Susie brought up that they were the undefeated team going into the World Series, and I was like so sad.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, today, and again, this is going to kind of make us sad. 15th anniversary of the first game, World Series game ever in Denver.
Oh.
Yeah, they lost. But again, there was a period of time where, man,
there was
this
hope.
Was the spot. there was hope.
There was hope. There on this morning, 15 years ago, there was hope.
This was the last day of the hope.
This was the last day.
Because you go, it's 3-0 against the Red Sox. They're really freaking good. Not great. Yeah. Sorry to anybody who had tickets for game 5 of that series. But yeah, Astros looking to become the first. So they're trying to buck that trend in general. Secret to their success, well, if they need Jose Altuve, that could be problematic because he has not been very good. Mm-hmm. Or if Altuve decides he wants to do too much, there's a play, I think it was in game 4, where he was dancing off third base too much. Unfortunate double play there. Anthony Rizzo thrown over to third base. So he kind of got picked off, essentially. That's not good. Can't be doing too much. I don't think Altuve will do that again. He's got 3 hits over the last 2 games, but we know before that, just complete 0 for. So he's 3 for 32 so far this postseason. Still hitting in the top of Dusty Baker's lineup. Not great. Alex Bregman needs to stay hot. He was 5 for 15 in both rounds. How about that for uniformity? So he needs to continue to do those kind of things. He had a double in both the division series and the league championship series, a home run in the division series and league championship series. So he's been super consistent. And they are going to lose the World Series if Justin Verlander, Justin Verlander shows up.
Oh.
Not the regular season Justin Verlander, but the World Series Justin Verlander shows up, because this isn't his first rodeo.
I'm gonna knock
on wood,
spill my drink,
and knock over a drink. Now, is that good luck? You gotta throw some salt. Somebody get her some salt.
I poured one out for the homies.
You poured one out. But why would you knock for Justin Verlander?
For him to be World Series Justin Verlander.
You know your stuff. You know your stats, Susie, because in all of the rounds of the postseason, 3.04 ERA in 159.2 innings. He's basically played like a whole season in the postseason. That's how much he's been there.
Yeah.
Been to the World Series. This will be his 4th time. He went twice with the Tigers. Now his 2nd time with the Astros. But in the World Series, in 38 innings, he's got a 5.68 ERA. Nearly double. If that guy shows up, that could be a problem for the Houston Astros. And that's where I think game 1 is the game you really want to go after, mm-hmm, and win and feel good before you go back to Philly for games 3, 4, and 5.
And you know what else? I mean, baseball aside, can't wait to see what Kate Upton wears.
Okay.
Can't wait to see what she wears. I love her. I love that girl. I hope she's talking smack about Philly too. I'm like, I'll take it.
She does back him up.
She
which
does.
I love that.
Yeah, she's
I
so supportive. Like
I do like that. That's very good. Philly... Here's something that I learned. Entering this season, Susie, mm-hmm, all 29 teams, well, not all, because all would be 30, but 29 of the 30 teams had made the postseason at some point since 1995 via the wild card. The only team to never win a wild card, the Philadelphia Phillies.
No.
And they do it this year as the first ever 6th seed. And here
no
they are
way.
Going to the World
crazy.
Series. That's kind of crazy. I think that's kind
of
crazy.
Year of destiny over here.
Also entering the season, Gene Segura had played in the most games in MLB without reaching the postseason. He's now played in 11 seasons, 1,328 games. He will now be off the schneid there. Who is second? I don't know. Great question, though, Susie. Now, how'd they get there? 87 wins, third. That's right. Third place is... will be the first time, to my knowledge, third place team is in the World Series. They're 14 games back of Atlanta. 6th best record in the National League. They won the wild card round with consecutive wins in St. Louis, including that improbable game 1 comeback. I think the Cardinals were like 93-0, I think, leading by 2 runs or more in the 8th inning in the postseason. Yeah, unbelievable comeback there. They defeated the 2-seed Atlanta in the division series in 4 games. They took out the 5-seed Padres in the championship series in 4 games, or no, 5 games for that one as well. But yes, I feel like they've got a lot of vibes to what Atlanta was like last year, which Atlanta, we know, they beat the Astros. Mm-hmm. Almost maybe even similar vibes to the Nationals in 2019, who also came out of the NL East and beat the Astros.
NL East is the best division.
Houston... yes, has an issue with East teams in the past. So it's hard to know which way to go. But they got 87 wins this year. Atlanta had only 88 last year. This will be the third fewest amount of wins for a World Series winner should Philadelphia win. Only four times before this had a team ever gone to the World Series with less than 87 wins. 73 Mets, only 182, and the 97 Cleveland Guardians, as they were known at that time, I think, right? You can just retroactively call them that. The only one,
the
86
Cleveland
games,
baseball team.
The Cleveland Baseballers, they had won less than 87 games. They lost the World Series, but two teams actually have won the World Series with less than 87 wins. The 1987 Twins, they only won 85, but of course, the 2006 St. Louis Cardinals is the one everybody cites. Only 83 wins, fewest in MLB history for a winner. So, you know, they wouldn't be in totally rare company. It has been done before. It's not impossible.
It's not impossible.
How do they win? Don't suck on defense. Obviously, that is a huge one.
Yeah.
They had some moments there. Game three, it seemed like every ball that was hit Gene Segura's way, he either made a diving grab that was a web gem, or he was making an error or botching a double play, whatever it was. The ball will find you.
You really get all or nothing with these Phillies sometimes.
Very true. They just have to not suck. They can just be okay. They need to continue to slug, and they need to continue to be sassy.
They got to be the Phillies that Keith Hernandez would approve of.
They have
to have them good fundies.
They got to have some good fundies. Very much. Yeah, they got to be sassy. The fans need to continue to give middle fingers to people from that are out-of-town reporters.
I'm ready. I'm warming up. I'm doing my finger stretches right now as we speak.
There you go. Wait, you are going to be giving middle fingers to HSTN, our sister station, our sister company. Oh wait, no, we don't. We don't have an HSTN Astros yet.
Yet.
Wink.
Wink. Yeah, I will. I will. I think it's expected. It's 100% expected.
I think it is. I think it is. Susie, we had a fun time doing a home run derby draft. We might as well do it again.
I think we should do it again.
Do winners? You know, it depends
winners
on
winners get first
street
pick.
You go street ball rules? Okay.
I'm going street ball rules.
You're going to go first again. Here's the thing. Let's pick five guys. Got to have two, at least two from every team. So you are going to be forced to pick two Astros, Susie. Got to do it.
I hate these rules.
Or, I mean, you can.
We live in America,
if you want,
the
if
land
you,
of freedom.
If you want to punt and take orbit, I can't stop you. Or Dusty Baker, I can't stop you. You just can't have more than three Phillies.
Okay, fine.
So you get the first grab, and already I feel like I'm going to lose this again.
Okay, well,
because the first pick is going to be the best pick.
First pick has to be Kyle Schwarber. He is mashing this postseason, and I don't think he's going to cool down. So I'm going with Kyle Schwarber.
I couldn't agree more. That's where I would have gone. For my first pick, I gotta stay with the Phillies here. Bryce Harper. It's gonna be hard for him to go back to back on MVPs, but he's got the power stroke right now. So I'll take him with my first pick and with my second pick. I gotta go with Yordan Alvarez. That was my DraftKings Sportsbook pick of the week earlier on Monday as the World Series MVP. So he is gonna be my guy for the second pick.
Nice. I am going Reese Hoskins for my second pick.
Again, going back to the well. It worked last time.
It worked. You know what? I'm not going to mess with the formula. These guys are hot. These guys are having fun. Has to be Reese Hoskins. Okay. So now who do I pick?
Now you're thinking, now this is the strategy. You go, oh, crap.
You know what?
I may need the help of a Houston Astro somewhere along
the
way. I'm going
to get my Houston Astro out of the way.
Okay.
And go with Jeremy Peña.
Ooh.
Because he's also a guy who's, you know, he's a rookie. He's young. He seems like he's having a lot of fun. MVP of the ALCS. I think he'll get me a couple of points.
He's
I
had
hope
a couple big
doesn't.
Home runs.
I hope he doesn't. But if I have to pick one, I guess it's him.
He yeah, either he hits in some kind of Astros blowout or Phillies blowout where it's inconsequential. He does have some big postseason home runs already. I like that pick a lot. I'm going to go with Kyle Tucker there, mm-hmm. who homered during the regular season once every 18 at-bats. Did also have 30 home runs. He's one of four guys on these two clubs to hit more than 30 this year, or 30 or more this year. Schwarber, Alvarez, Tucker, and Hoskins. So I'll go ahead and take Kyle Tucker. With my fourth pick, I feel like I need to take a Philly here to somehow block you in a general roundabout way. And so I will. I got to take JT Realmuto. I talked about him during the regular season. Loved and really enjoyed watching Jacob Tyler Realmuto play this year.
I love JT Realmuto.
So I'm going to go JT Realmuto with my third pick.
Damn it.
In the draft.
Okay. All right.
Fourth pick, I should say.
All right. So I got the...
I think you got the... Yeah, your last two.
I'm last two. More. Okay. I am going to go with... okay, I'm going to pick Alec Bohm.
Now, he let me down last series.
He
with
did.
With zilch homers. So maybe he's due.
I think he's due.
Every player is either hot or due. So
there's no in between.
There's no in between.
No in between. Okay, I am going to go with... I have to pick an Astro now, don't I?
Orbit and Dusty Baker are out there. Zero home runs for both of those sentient beings.
I'm going to go with Chaz McCormick.
Ooh, Chaz Kane?
Charles Cobb McCormick. Not his name.
I forgot to mention this earlier. He's from Lancaster County. I think he's from Millersville. Is that a place that resonates at all?
I mean, if it's too far outside,
it's like
Philly,
an hour and a half,
really,
I think,
resonate
out of Philly. Millersville. So he probably grew up a Phillies fan. But Lancaster County person there.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't know that. And you didn't know that.
I didn't
so
know that. No, I good. Actually did not.
All right, final pick. I will go ahead and take Alex Bregman. I feel like he's a little bit overdue there. Jose Altuve hit more home runs than Alex Bregman during the season, but Altuve's been really bad. And frankly, I don't want him on my team. I don't.
I don't need that energy.
No. I mean, maybe he's saving some of his electronic devices to use
during
the World Series. What are those electronic devices? We have our theories. Again, you might have to come down to the DNVR bar at 6 o'clock. Do you remember the theory that was posited in September?
Which theory?
Well, we talked to some baseball people and...
Oh,
how you
stop
communicate.
It. Oh, my gosh.
Again.
It's not suitable for the show.
Members only Discord or come down to the bar at 6 for the unofficial.
I tried really hard to forget that.
Global baseball set going down at 6 o'clock
the game
with
one
Susie.
Party. It'll follow the Susie show. I may or may not have a man named Dusty Baker on the show tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. There's like a Dusty Baker Park, I think, in like the San Diego area. I think that's almost like a common name. I don't know why or how, but so there's going to be a person. There may be a person
there.
There
may be a person named Dusty Baker on the podcast tomorrow.
Okay. Interesting.
No, I talked to, so there's a reporter in California named Dusty Baker who was named after Dusty Baker.
But oh, that's awesome.
But he and the manager, Dusty Baker, like have a very special connection. He's known Dusty Baker since he was 4 months old.
That's pretty cool.
So we got some good stories.
That's going to be good.
It's going to be good for the SEO too.
Yes, it's going to work. Yes, it doesn't matter. That's it. I like that. There are so many really good bets right now on DraftKings Sportsbook. I was overwhelmed and not in a bad way. I was just excited. My brain was just lighting up. Players to record one or more home runs. So we know in the Philly series, only 8 guys homered. You can take the over, so 10.5, more than 10.5 guys to homer, plus 350. So that means you're just kind of spreading it out just a little bit.
Interesting.
That would be all our guys that we drafted, and then one more. If you want to go under, that's 450. Or, because 8 was the magic number in the Philly series, you could bet the over-under on 8.5, over 8.5, minus 135. So that seems to be pretty good odds that's going to happen. Or under... plus 110. So if we have a run back of what we saw in the NLCS, that's not bad at plus 110.
That's fun.
You can also bet on a player who could record a hit in every game of the World Series. If you were to pick someone like Kyle Schwarber, who's going to have the most opportunities, he's in leadoff, and his team is starting off on the road for the first two games, plus 2,000. If you think Kyle Schwarber is going to get just a hit every game, plus 2,000.
Oh, this is
for $100 bet.
This makes things very interesting.
20-1 odds right there on that. They also have something cool. You can do head-to-head homers. There's three different matchups, which are great. My favorite is Jose Altuve versus Rhys Hoskins.
Ooh.
That actually sounds easy. That one's kind of easy money, but they've got a couple more of those. You can just bet on game one home runs if a guy's going to hit it. So Rhys Hoskins, he's plus 425 to homer. So again, $100 bet wins you 425, or a dollar bet wins you $4.25. 4-1 odds for Rhys Hoskins to homer. I like those odds.
Those are great odds.
You can bet on stolen bases. I don't think there's going to be a ton in this World Series, so don't expect to go down to Taco Bell to steal a base, steal a taco. Pete Davidson's going to be... Pete Davidson is going to look very disappointed. He is going to... Yeah.
The new face of Taco Bell, Pete Davidson. The best brand pairing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, he's going to look like Nathan for you behind home plate at the Mets series. Because it's like, no one's getting any tacos. I got to stay here for the entire game. Just steal a base early. You might want to bet on Kyle Tucker. Yeah, I know I just picked him for the Home Run Derby. 25 stolen bases this year, most between the two teams. Mm-hmm. Steal a base in game one, plus 600. Again, 6-1 odds on that. You can even bet on the exact score for game one.
Ooh.
And if you nail that, you win some serious money. Susie, what do you think the final score for game one is going to be? I don't want to tip your hand.
I don't know.
Just yet.
Oh, man. Okay. I think it's going to be 5-4 Phillies.
Okay. Phillies to win 5-4. If you were to get that correct score on DraftKings Sportsbook, $2,200. Plus $2,200 for 5-4 Phillies.
I might as well.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That's really good. I like that. Who do you got as your MVP of this series? I already said it was Yordan Alvarez. Sorry, I like the money line on that. Is Harper going back to back? Is it going to be Hoskins this time? Is it going to be somebody new?
I think it's either going to be Harper or Hoskins.
So not Schwarber.
I don't know. It's going to be tough. These guys are cooking.
I think Schwarber would be, if I had a second pick, Schwarber would be my guy.
I'm going with Rhys Hoskins.
I like
He's due for an MVP.
These two teams are very well matched offensively, pitching wise. Got to give the edge to Houston, I think. But the real question everybody wants to know: will we see Orbit and the Fanatic together?
I don't think we will.
I don't think we will. Either,
I don't think we will. I don't think they're.
We should have seen them by now.
They're not down to collab. They're enemies right now. They're not going to play nice with one another. We're not going to see them together.
The collaborate. We know the answer to this one. Which guy is saying no, or which sentient entity? I don't. They're not guys necessarily. They're beings. They're not human beings. Who's saying no at a collab?
They're both saying no.
No, I disagree.
You know what? I bet Orbit would love some of the Fanatic magic.
So you're saying the Fanatic would say no at a collab?
Yeah.
I go the opposite. I think Orbit would be afraid to get in the same ring as the Fanatic. Orbit cannot hang with the Fanatic.
No.
How am I the
true
one saying this?
I just think that the Fanatic knows he's better than everyone else.
Yeah.
He doesn't need a collab with Orbit.
Oh, doesn't need to.
He doesn't need to.
That's true.
He's not going to waste his time.
The guy, I read that the guy who played Yuppie, do you know who Yuppie is?
No.
Yuppie was the mascot of the Montreal Expos.
Oh, okay.
I think he's like the unofficial mascot of the Montreal Canadiens now. But the guy who played Yuppie said, I think the Philly Fanatic interacts more with people as opposed to Orbit, who's just more with his little numbers and routines on the field. So I liked it. I was like, yeah, that's true.
The Fanatic is
very much interacts with people.
A great improver.
Yes.
Just like so talented.
Best in the game.
Best in the game.
Number one. So we'll see if the best mascot wins you the most games here in the global baseball set. Oh, no, we can say World Series. Your thing
is that.
On the podcast.
On the pod. Okay. World Series.
Oh, that's right.
We can't use it to promote events.
No, because we can't make money off of that.
We can't make money off of it.
No.
Not allowed.
We're not doing that.
We're not. I mean, I'm not making
money. Because Susie's having an unauthorized
game one.
Global
big baseball watch party.
It's a big
baseball watch. BBWP? I like Global Baseball Set. Buddy. Global Baseball Set. Yeah, it doesn't have a good... I do like BBWP better a little bit.
My Big Baseball Watch Party.
The graphic says Susie's Big Baseball Watch Party.
Oh, I didn't know it was officially branded as BBWP. That's on me. That's
I
my
thought,
bad,
I thought
people.
You retweeted it. Get out of here.
No, I did. I loved it. I just didn't know it had an official, unofficial, unauthorized name. I thought we were going to rebrand it with Global Baseball Set. But Big Baseball Watch Party going down tomorrow, Friday, at 6 o'clock, of course, Susie Show at 5 p.m. Live on DNVR Rockies or DNVR Sports Channel here on YouTube. You can listen to the podcast, but I think you want to watch this one, just like you want to watch this, and you get to see my legs. I am actually wearing shorts. They are just like skin tone color.
You're
they
getting
kind of
dragged
match.
On Twitter right now.
Am I?
Yeah, a little bit. Some people are supporting you, but oh my God, you're being ridiculous right now.
Am I?
With these legs.
Look, when you got it, you got it.
That guy fall over here.
So make sure you follow us on Twitter at DNVR.
Ready for the show to be over.
At DNVR _ Rockies. At Patrick D. Lyons is where I'm at on Twitter.
You can find me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms.
This has been wonderful. But you know what they say about momentum?
What do they say?
It's only as good as your next show. So we'll see you tomorrow at 5.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.